It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. And this week we're cranking the holiday cheer up to 11. It's the first ever Jersey Rock Podcast Christmas special. Get ready for over an hour of Christmas carols, holiday tracks, and plenty of seasonal greetings from Jersey Rock artists. We'll do great tracks from Reality Suite, Erin, Lovey and the Oaks, Jack Speller, Chris Brown, Brian Erickson, Ashley McGinley, and a very special brand new tune from Jimmy Franklin, Brian Morelli, and Zach Sandler. We'll also rock tracks from the Mighty Tree Topper's brand new album, Christmas Rebels. It's a killer compilation put together by Bill Burke of OCBTS, Eric Allaire of Fast Claire, and Jeff from Rope Tree. Here's guest vocals from Gator D's Affection, Eddie Testo, Rose Lees, and Frank Gibson of Dr. Chico. And right now, let's kick off the show with a cut from that disc. Here's the Tree Toppers, featuring Laddie Keelan of Fast Claire, with Jingle Bells, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Vin from Rope Tree, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. The best way to spread Christmas cheer, singing loud for all of you. So turn it up.
Thank you. Hey, this is Jimmy Franklin, and you're listening to 95.9 The Rat, Jersey Rock Podcast with my friend Tom Hanley. Merry Christmas.
With Zach Sandler. That's Show Me the Sleigh on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That track is available now on all streaming platforms and at Amazon.com. Joining me in studio are Matt O'Ree and Aaron. Matt O'Ree Band's Brotherhood album's out now, and Aaron's Lady E album's out now. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Good to be here, as always.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Aaron, we're about to rock a great holiday tune from you on the Jersey Rock Podcast Christmas special. Before we get into that and the awesome story behind it, Keith Roth was on the on-air show last week, and we were talking about the Electric Ballroom 20th anniversary show,
And he decided to drop one of the special guests, and one of them, he said, is you.
That's correct. Happy to be on board, and you know, anything for Keith. Keith is a dear friend of mine for many years, and of course, the Electric Ballroom show has been such a great thing, and it's really helped so many people like myself, and just happy to be a part of the show. And Monster Magnet's playing. My old drummer Bob Pantel is going to be there, and it's going to be a great time, awesome time.
Yeah, I can't wait. December 30th. He's calling it New Year's Eve Eve.
Yes.
So that's where the party's going to be at this year.
For sure.
I'll be there.
Now, Aaron, now your Lady E album's out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
You can get it anywhere, really. iTunes, Spotify. Physical copies, though, only through me at shows. I don't have them for sale online.
And what's the best way to stand up of everything that you're up to?
Definitely my website or Instagram. So my website, AaronOfficial, ERYNOfficial.com.
Matt, coming up on the new year, February 9th, you're doing a show over at Monmouth University, my alma mater, Pollock Theater, right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, we're tickets have been on sale for quite some time, but I know it's selling pretty well, but it's a big place to fill, and we're hoping to sell it out. But February 9th, the whole MOB and crew will be there. It's going to be a great time.
I think it's getting pretty close to this sellout.
I'm hoping.
How could someone get tickets for that show?
Straight from Monmouth College. They have a box office there. You can find them online. They're also available through Ticketmaster, but I know Ticketmaster has a few extra charges on there, and some people have been complaining about that, as they've been complaining for years. So I know you can get it for a little bit cheaper at the box office.
Perfect. Over in West Long Branch, New Jersey, Mob on TV series on YouTube. How's that going?
Oh, it's going great, man. It's really growing, and finally getting the subscriber count to be up higher, which is awesome. You know, it's a hard thing to grow that on YouTube, but the videos have been going great, and I got a new video. It's a behind-the-scenes photo shoot that we did of the new band with our new bass player, Lex Lehman, and that's it's a really cool video, like a behind-the-scenes of how photo shoots, you know, how our photo shoots go. And we have another series coming out that's going to be more gear-torial stuff in the spring. In the meantime, there's going to be some more footage from our last Pony show, which also featured that 59 Les Paul. I got a chance to play it for the show. The owner brought it down for me to play at the Pony, which was really cool to actually play, you know, a $350,000 guitar on the stage at the Stone Pony. But we have a bunch of video footage coming out on our channel soon over January. So stay tuned.
And you can just go to MatteryBand.com and find links to all that stuff, right?
Correct, yeah. And if you search anything with my name on YouTube, you'll find it too. But all the videos are posted up on my website as well, MatteryBand.com.
Now, Aaron, the song we're about to do, is this one on the Lady E album?
It's not. It's actually a separate single, a single on its own. So the reason I recorded this song is really a few years ago, I won this competition for a big department store down south called Belk. They kind of had me go all around the country doing shows for them, kind of sponsoring them. And when they wanted to put out a holiday commercial, which is actually on YouTube, but they needed a version of Santa Baby for their commercial theme, so they had me record it. Then I released it after the commercial as a single.
It's a great song. I love your version. Actually, fun story. Back when I was in middle school, we had like the chorus show, and there was this girl in my class, and she came out and she did this song, and she blew everyone away. To the point where I think like a lot of the girls ended up being jealous of her. So whenever I hear this song, I think of her. But it's a great song, and I love your rendition.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you know, and we're about to play for anyone. We're playing Santa Baby. There's a really cool story behind this song involving you and Matt.
Right, yeah.
Yep. Aaron and I met at the Wonder Bar 2006, which we were just talking about in the lobby. And so fast forward, you know, I decided that I wanted to ask Aaron to marry me. So we were doing a Christmas show, Mattel Reband Christmas show at the Wonder Bar. I was like, this kind of seems to make sense that maybe I should ask her to marry me on stage. And originally I didn't want to, because it's kind of, you know, that's a personal thing, you know. But then I'm like, this makes more sense because this is where we met. We get to share this moment with all our friends. Half of our families came down. So it was like our fans were there. So it was a really cool thing for people to be part of, you know, that. And I kind of thought that Aaron might have been thinking that I was going to ask her to marry me.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because he likes to get drunk and tell everyone in the bar.
No.
Everyone, I would see him talking to people, and they would look over me with those, like, glazed over eyes, like, aw. And I'm like, he's up to something.
So that was the other thing. Was like, well, she's probably going to think that maybe on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So since we're doing the show on the 23rd, a couple of years ago, it seems like the best time to ask her to marry me. And it's on stage, and it's at the Wonder Bar, and that's where we met. And it's a couple days before Christmas, so it'll kind of throw her off track. Anyway, so the band and I had to learn Santa Baby because the people that recorded it for Aaron were different musicians. So we learned the song, and we had rehearsed it a bunch of times, and we couldn't get it right. We kept screwing it up, screwing up. So we finally get it right at rehearsal. Okay, great. Off to the show we go. So we're backstage before the show, and our keyboard player, Matt Wade, was like, hey, why don't we screw up that song on purpose? And I'm like, she's going to be mad because we've spent all this time rehearsing the song. And he's like, no, like, you know, at the part in the line where it says, I forgot to ask one more thing, a ring, well, we're all going to stop, and then you can propose to her. And I'm like, that's a great idea because she'll be totally thrown off track because we spent so much time at rehearsal trying to get this right. So lo and behold, we're playing the song. We get to that point in the song. Band stops. Everybody stops. And Aaron spins around with, like, the look of death. Like, I can't believe you guys screwed this song up. And then that's when it happens.
It was more like, how are we getting out of this? How are we going to end the song now?
It's because we just stopped. Like, that was the end of the song. And she's like, you know, in her mind, she's probably like, that's not the end of the song. This, you morons. You know,
I didn't say that.
I'm sure she was thinking.
I didn't say anything.
So we stopped the song, and then that's when, you know, I took my guitar off and had the ring in the pocket.
Then I thought there was some technical difficulties because you were taking your guitar off. I was like, what's going on?
And that's how it went.
That is epic.
That's cool.
There's actually a video of it on YouTube.
There is a video of it.
Yeah, I'm going to look for that now. We're going to see if we can get that up on the Jersey Rock page.
And then when that happened, it was like surreal.
Now I have to watch this. That's incredible, and I had a wonderful, cool, happy ending. You know, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt O'Ree and Aaron. Don't miss Matt O'Ree Band February 9th at Pollock Theater at Monmouth University. Guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Aaron doing Santa Baby, the 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa Baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa honey. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stockings with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. Oh, I really do believe in you. So let's see. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hey, this is Ashley McKinley, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Merry Christmas from me to you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days.
Performing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That was recorded live in the WRAT studio back in 2016. Ashley McKinley's Wishful Thinking album's out now. Check it out at ashleymckinleymusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Brian King of Reality Suite. Their Awaken EP is out now, and we're about to rock a brand new Christmas single from them. Brian, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks a lot for having us, Tom.
That's it. It's always a pleasure to have you on. And you guys have a show coming up in the new year, January 19th. You're playing Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse over in Dunlin, right?
That's right.
What can people expect that night?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that we're going to have a couple of our new songs ready to play out for the first time. A couple of new songs that we wrote for the Awaken Deluxe Edition. So I'm hoping to get those out.
And speaking of the Awaken Deluxe Edition, that's dropping June of 2019, I believe, is the tentative date right now. Tell us about that.
I guess with the success of Awaken, the EP that we released independently, we did start to get some bites from European labels. And over the course of maybe 6 or 7 months, we finally found a label that was offering something that we felt best suited us. So they're called Lion's Pride Music. They're based out of Denmark. They gave us the option of just releasing Awaken as it was. And we felt, well, this would be a great excuse to go back into the studio, write and record a bunch of new songs, make it a deluxe edition, and that's what we're doing.
First off, congratulations. That's a big deal.
I'm
not surprised that a European label reached out to you because, again, Europe is a hotbed for metal. You guys have that insane metal edge. And I think this is the beginning of something great. So, again, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, man.
Now, when that's available, how could someone get a copy of that?
The Awaken Deluxe will be available digitally as well as on CD. And we're just talking about different premiums to include with the CD, such as bonus tracks, perhaps, you know, picks or stickers or whatever else we might be able to include with it. but we definitely want to make it something special, something that celebrates the success that our fans have brought to us. So it's going to be it should be a great thing.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a ways off right now. So right now we're focusing on January 19th, Roxy and Dukes. How could someone get tickets for that show?
I believe you could still get them at the door. I'm not sure if they're sold online, I'll be honest with you.
Well, we'll look it up. We'll get the link up on the Jersey Rock page. Of course, if somebody wants to find out more about you guys and stand up with everything you're doing, what's the best way to do that?
Realitysuite.com. Even better, if you go to our Instagram page, Facebook, those are updated practically hourly. I'm on there. Kimmy's on there. We're constantly updating that stuff. So if you want to hear or actually see and read the most recent details and pictures and news and everything, go to the socials.
And the track we're doing, I was so stoked when I saw you guys put this out. Great music video to accompany it as well. Tell us about Deliver by Christmas.
Deliver by Christmas, believe it or not, was actually written back in 2012. A friend of ours has his own independent label, and he was putting together a compilation of original Christmas tunes. At the time, we never considered doing a Christmas song, but we saw it as a great opportunity to get some exposure. So, but thing was, we only had about 2 weeks to write and record it and get it to him. So we were in the studio and we decided we didn't want to write a cliche Christmas song. So, you know, we were going through different topics and I said, well, Joey, our guitar player at the time, was expecting a child and she was to be born by Christmas. So the whole concept of Deliver by Christmas was born from that. And pretty much it goes through the expectancy of a child before Christmas. And then there's parts of it that go into, you know, my childhood of, you know, my father and finding the letters that we wrote to Santa underneath his bed and stuff like that. So this is the first, probably the only time we ever go there, but it was a great time.
Hell yeah, it is. Brian King of Reality Suite. Keep an eye out for the Awakened Deluxe version coming out on Lions Pride Music this summer. And, of course, don't miss them. Roxy and Dukes Roadhouse in Dunlin on January 19th. Brian, thank you so much, man, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas, guys.
Let's rock that track right now. Here's Reality Suite with Deliver by Christmas on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Show me the lights. Show me the winter skies. I'll be here for Christmas.
Spent his life at the post office, worked all night. You got your daddy's eye. Watched after the girls while he's saving the world. One silver at a time. I found the letters I wrote underneath your mattress. Could I handle the trail? Did your brother AJ and your sister Gabby? Don't let them rob you of your love. Delivered by Christmas. 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 Delivered by Christmas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. And joining us over the phone are Eric Collier and Bill Burke of the Mighty Tree Toppers. Their Christmas Rebels album's out now online. Guys, thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us back, Tom.
Always a pleasure. Of course, Bill, you're no stranger to Jersey Rock. Eric, welcome to the show. This is a really cool album. Tell us about this.
Jeff from Rope Tree, he and I have been longtime music friends, and we decided last year while jamming out at his studio that Jeff wanted to always pursue a Christmas album, It was kind of a dream of his. So we got together last November and started coming up with some songs and some arrangements for some of the Christmas songs that are traditional and kind of modernized some of them. And then we brought Eric on as well to help orchestrate and arrange all the other musicians. And then it started to get hype and showed it to Eddie Testa, who was really into it, and started wanted to sing on one of the tracks for us. And then Eric has a band, Fast Claire, so he brought in his singer, Laddie, as well, to sing on Jingle Bells. And Jeff knows Kate from Vexton, so we brought her in to sing on the track. And then I know Rose Lees from some of her projects, and she came in and sang on the track as well. And we've got Frankie Gibson on it as well, who's from Dr. Chico, as well as many other bands. So it's been a big collaboration. Do you know if I missed anybody?
I think you got them, Ed.
Yeah, so it's been a big collaboration, and it was pretty cool. Never did I think in a year I would wind up playing and working with a bunch of musicians I never met and helping to produce lyrics and guitar parts and stuff like that. So it's a pretty awesome project. I think a lot of people are going to love it.
I think it's great. You know, we've already rocked a couple tracks from it. We're going to rock a couple more. And, you know, the core of the band, it's the two of you and Jeff, and I love how you have the rotating singers on here. How could someone get these tunes?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and we've kind of been releasing things on there. As we get closer to Christmas, we'll release them all on there, and also we have a YouTube page also that they're being released on. Next year, we're going to do a full-length album next year that'll be available for purchase. This year, it just kind of was one of those projects that started as a fun thing to do, and then it just kind of grew some legs, and so we're excited about next year having a bunch more tunes on there too.
Also, I think next year you guys should do a show.
We did one, which is this year, just at the Screaming Hill Brewery. Those are some friends of mine, and they wanted us over for a Christmas party. But we're going to be doing a full show. The whole goal of the show is to have the music. We're going to have a multimedia thing with Christmas movies playing, as well as the Santa Claus that kind of walks around. And we want to be doing these at, we're going to be doing some things at hopefully some children's hospitals and places that we can spread some holiday cheer at.
Is there a way for someone to stand out of everything the Mighty Tree Toppers are doing?
Sure. Our Facebook page is updated pretty regularly. We can stay on there. We also, the webpage is in the process of being built, themightytreetoppers.com. And then you can also reach us via email at themightytreetoppers@gmail.com.
Now, Bill, I know you do a lot over at OCVTS. When's Tech Fest happening this year? Or next year, actually. It'll be next year, 2019.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, Bill, aren't you busy enough?
Yeah, we'll have a 20-band showing up for Tech Fest this year. It's Saturday, March 16th. So, yeah, keep your eye out for that. This Christmas project, like I need another project, but the Christmas project was cool, and it started out as a fun thing, and just the reception it's gotten recently, like Eric said, has really driven us to want to produce an actual show and make it an event for next year. So I would keep your eye out on that, and like I said, we've been receiving a lot of positive feedback, so it's pretty exciting.
We're pretty excited, too, because it looks like we've got at least two possibilities for a Christmas in July party, which should be kind of fun, too, to play, I guess, Summertime Santa will be kind of a fun thing.
Nice. Yeah. Keep us posted on that. Bill Burke, Eric Collier of the Mighty Tree Toppers. Their Christmas Rebels album is available now. Check them out on Facebook, guys. Thank you so much for calling in. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Right now, let's do another track from that album. Here's the Mighty Tree Toppers featuring Peter Ortiz from Vexion on vocals with Blue Christmas. 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Same deal. brightly shining was the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul found its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices from yonder break. New and glorious morn
Chris Brown performing Oh Holy Night on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And that track was recorded live in the WRAT studio. Chris Brown's One More Night EP is out now. Check it out at chrisbrownap.com. Joining us over the phone is Jack Sculler. Catch them at the Crossroads in Garwood with Above the Moon on January 11th. They're also doing a live recording session at Fox and Crow in Jersey City March 9th. Jack, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on, man. Always a pleasure.
Dude, it's always a pleasure here. We're going to momentarily be rocking an original holiday song from you. I can't wait to get to that. But before we do that, let's talk about some of the stuff you have coming up. First of which, January 11th, over at the Crossroads with another Jersey Rock band, Above the Moon. Tell us about that show.
Yeah, we love Above the Moon. We did the Jersey Rock Showcase with them, actually, a few months back. It's going to be a great show. We just scheduled it, and it's always a really fun time with those guys. It's going to be a loud, rocking, really, really fun show.
That was a great show. It rained hard that night, but you guys rocked hard. And, of course, you're doing another show at a place that you rock on a lot, Fox and Crow over in Jersey City, March 9th. You're doing, like, a live recording session?
Yeah, that's, like, a second home for us, and we're really psyched about this. I've personally never made a live record before, and it's the perfect spot. So we're hoping to pack it out and you know, just do what we do best, and we're gonna make a record that should be coming out this year.
I can't wait to hear that. But I know that coming out this spring, you've got two new singles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just, with producer Don DeLego, he's an incredible musician too. He's got a really amazing voice, and he's got a studio up in the Poconos, Velvet Elk Recording. And yeah, it was great because creatively we got to kind of hide away in the woods, which was awesome. You know, a few deer came up to the window while we were recording. There was one place to eat that we had breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the same place. It was, and we got to really just kind of lock ourselves away and get really creative on these two singles. We're going to put them out in the spring. We're really, really excited about them.
And of course, we will rock those on Jersey Rock. Now, something else, you guys currently have a single out, a great cover of Richard Hell's I'm Your Man, and that benefits Career Gear. Tell us about that effort that you're doing.
Yeah, Career Gear is an amazing nonprofit organization. They help men in need enter or re-enter the workforce, and people can always support them by donating their time, their money, or clothing. And yeah, we've kept a relationship with them this year. We're gonna do we're thinking another benefit show for them in the spring. So we should be releasing information about that pretty soon. And yeah, they're just a really great organization. We're proud to work with them.
What's the best way for someone to stand up with everything the Scholars are up to?
The best way people can keep up with us is by going to our website, www.thescholars.com. But we're on Instagram as @the_scholars, and we're on Facebook too, and all those.
And the track we're about to rock, an original holiday song by you. Tell us about Stuck in This Holiday.
The crazy thing about this song was that I got to record it at Sun Studios in Memphis, which, like, ever since I was a little kid, I, you know, you dream about places like that. You see pictures of Elvis and Johnny Cash, and it's at Sun, and it's a museum, you know. So, but I had no idea that there's still, it's a fully functioning recording studio. So I was in Memphis, and from 7 p.m. to midnight, I'm there, you know, pretty much by myself. And it's the producer and the engineer, and some local musicians came. But when we were done tracking the song Stuck in This Holiday and everybody left, I'm in the live room, and it's empty, and it's really like just night at the museum, because I'm standing on the X on the floor where they used to position Elvis when he was singing, because they had the whole band in one room. And I'm standing on that X, and I'm looking around, just taking it all in, you know, because I'm about to head out. And the engineer comes in the room, and everybody's been kind of winding down and finishing up, bouncing the tracks. And he goes, you know, you're not going to like this, but I'm just in the mood for it, so I'm going to do it anyway. And he blasts Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. So that's kind of how I left Memphis, remembering that. But it was a really, really incredible time recording this song in that room. And you can hear the liveliness of everybody being in the same room at the same time, and upright bass. It's a really, really fun track.
Jack Sculler. Don't miss the Scullers at the Crossroads in Garwood with our friends Above the Moon, January 11th. Live recording over at Fox and Crow in Jersey City, March 9th. Keep an ear out for two new brand new singles coming out this spring. Jack, thank you so much for calling into the show, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. Thanks for having me on.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Scullers. It's Stuck in This Holiday. 95.9 Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Going to light the candles, she's going to the choir.
Recorded live in the WRAT studio back in December of 2016. That's Brian Erickson of the Paper Jets doing his rendition of The Little Saint Nick on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. The Paper Jets' latest album, Every Day Forever, is out now. Score your own copy at thepaperjets.com. Now joining us over the phone is Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks. Their Sound of the City EP is out now. They have a new single on the way, and they're rocking another 90s New Year's Eve at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on New Year's Eve, December 31st. Lou, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. We're about to rock a really cool Christmas tune that you guys put out last year. First off, another 90s New Year's Eve. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So it's the biggest New Year's Eve party in Asbury. It's going to be pretty dope. We have Warren Hill. We have Wu-Tang. We got the Cranberries. We have Neutral Milk Hotel. We have Alanis Morissette. And Levy and the Oaks will be doing Oasis. Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet.
So, you know, for anyone who's never been to one of these things, it's pretty much local bands playing the part of well-known artists.
Yeah, so not only that, they're going to dress like them. They're going to, you know, have similar mannerisms on stage. It's kind of like Halloween on New Year's.
You're not just doing covers. You guys are literally transforming into tribute bands. How could someone get tickets?
At the Stone Pony box office. Also, I believe on Facebook, on the Stone Pony website. You can just Google it. It'll pop up. But yeah, tickets are definitely still available. It will likely sell out. It does sell out every year, but you still have time, so grab your tickets now.
And of course, your Sound of the City EP is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Oh, great. Sound of the City, you can stream on Spotify. You can purchase on iTunes. You could message us for a physical copy, or you can pick it up at any show.
And what's the best way for someone to stay in touch with everything Levy and the Oaks are up to?
That would be levyandtheoaks.com, L-E-V-Y and the Oaks, like the tree, .com.
Now, on next week's podcast, we're going to premiere a brand new single from you guys. But today, for the Jersey Rock Christmas special, we're rocking a track you guys put out last year, an awesome cover of Happy Xmas War Is Over. And from what I understand, it's not just Levy and the Oaks. You've got a lot of people involved in this song. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so a bunch of our friends in the Asbury scene over here. I kind of have this idea. I've always loved the song. I wanted to collaborate, get a bunch of people involved. So I basically had a little house party, called everybody over to my apartment, and just started recording the track. And we have Mac from Bottle Blonde. We had Natalie Farrell. We have Avery Mandeville, Rachel Anna Dopkin, and The Burns all involved. So collaborative effort. It definitely came out great.
Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks. Don't miss them at another 90s New Year's Eve, rocking the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, December 31st. Lou, thanks for going into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we'll have you on next week's podcast to premiere that brand new track. But right now, let's do this one. Here's Levy and the Oaks with Happy Xmas. War Is Over on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for rich and the poor one, the world is so wrong. Christmas, what have you done? Another year over, a new one's just begun.
So this is Christmas, I hope you had fun.
Merry Christmas.
Toppers featuring Frankie Gibson and Dr. Chico with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Congratulations to Bill, Eric, Jeff, and all the guest singers on an awesome album.
Check out the Mighty Tree Toppers on Facebook and get set for more from them next year, maybe even this summer. That does it for the first ever Jersey Rock Podcast Christmas special. The final podcast episode of the year goes live next Sunday at 6 p.m. Make sure to check back at WRAT.com or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 11:30 p.m. to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a totally rad holiday season. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.